time now for our tipping point feature, and it's about understanding how some of our country's most successful leaders in various spheres became who they are. Today, Dumisang Ndlovu speaks to Dr. Judy Dlamini, who's chairperson of Mbengani Investment Holdings, and she takes us through her journey.
There have been so many from a very young age. I was taught, actually my parents bought us a money box.
Mm.
You know, those money boxes, they were not very clever though, because you had to use a tin opener to open them. So
right.
You could only use them once. But I learned from there that you actually need to save. So we used to work over weekends in my dad's tuck shop. This is when I was around 11, and he would actually give us rewards for that, and you'd save the money. And if he actually asks for you to give him a 20 rand, when he brings it back, it will be 40. So, yeah, he just told us in a very casual way as to how to actually see money and how to spend money. And those valuable lessons I've carried with me.
Talk to us about how that has shaped your relationship with money as you grow.
It's actually helped me to know that money has to work for you, you know, and have a healthy relationship with money in terms of spending within your means, and making sure that at all times you have an investment. And one of the things that my father also did, he had property, and he used to have people renting from his property.
Mm.
And I was his bookkeeper, if you like, you know. And yeah, actually, even now, my husband and I have property and that we lease out, and you look at the yield. So it's actually interesting how the lessons you learn as a child, either through observation or actual teaching from the parents, mm-hmm. that you actually take them, you teach your kids the same lessons, and they define your relationship with money, for instance, in the case of teaching regarding money.
I want to know how important or how vital it is to have learned about the handling of money at an early age.
I think it's very important, and I think it goes even to the relationships you make when you grow up, and even the life partner that you choose, because yes, the value system is important, but just the relationship with money is also very important, because money is very important in relationships, all relationships actually.
Mm.
So if you have a similar approach to money, it helps. It helps to actually make you have a seamless relationship in that aspect, at least.
Do you have any regrets where the handling of money is concerned?
Not as far as the handling of money is concerned per se, but where I don't believe in regrets. I believe that everything in life happens for a reason. It's there to teach you something. And if you don't learn from those mistakes or those mishaps, then obviously you have yourself to blame.
Right.
But in terms of business, the lessons I've learned is just the importance of choosing your partners in business, you know, and also investing in small companies that are private and you are a minority. I think going forward, if you are going to invest in a small company, it's important that you have control. Ideally, it's better where it's a listed entity, where information is publicly available, or start your own.
Dr. Judy Dlamini is chairperson of Mbengani Investment Holdings, bringing us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Have a great weekend. We're back with you next week. Bye-bye.